your thoughtfulness. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you a thrilling behind-the-scenes drama as 11 desperate men are pitted against the Nazi atom bomb. Our star this evening is that fine and sensitive actor, Paul Lucas. For more than a third of a century, quality has been a habit with the makers of Hallmark cards. They have the pride of craftsmen in their name. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K, Hallmark. That's why Hallmark cards are the kind of cards you can be proud to send, proud to receive. So when you want to send the very finest, look on the back for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Those three words, a Hallmark card, are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. To be doubly sure, always look on the back of the card you choose for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Now, to preside over our program this evening in the absence of Richard Calmer, who is on vacation, here is our master of ceremonies, Tom Shirley.
Thank you, Harry Marvel, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. All of us have speculated as to what would have been our fate had the Nazis gotten the atom bomb first. They almost did, but for 11 men. That's our story, the 11 who stood between you and the bomb. And to portray their incredible leader, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you an actor long known for his unusual roles, Paul Lucas. You remember his part in the picture, Watching the Rhine, that won him a Motion Picture Academy Award. Tonight you meet him in a web of intrigue and terror as the makers of Hallmark greeting cards present the Reader's Digest radio edition, Paul Lucas in 11 against the Nazi A-bomb. Section of the British Ministry of Economic Warfare, an important shortwave message was being received from an agent in Nazi-occupied Norway.
Increased production of deuterium oxide ordered today at Norsk Hydro.
Norsk Hydro was an electrochemical factory near Vermont, Norway. Deuterium oxide, otherwise known as heavy water, was an ideal moderator used in the preparation of uranium-235.
Production increased to 10,000 pounds a year. Shipments made to Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Berlin.
The year was 1942, and while our own Manhattan project was being set up, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute was already conducting extensive experiments on atomic fission. This increase in the production of deuterium oxide could mean only one appalling thing. The Nazis were developing an atomic bomb.
Nordstrom, Eric Nordstrom.
Yes, sir.
I'm Campbell, Special Forces. Have a chair, won't you?
Thank you, sir.
How long have you been in London, Nordstrom?
3 days. I escaped from Norway a week ago Monday.
Yes, I know. According to our records, you've done some very fine work over there. With the underground, I mean. Do you suppose you could go back without arousing too much suspicion?
Well, it all depends. Everyone in Norway is under suspicion. Especially those of us who have lost members of our family. Why would you want me to go back?
Because there's a job to be done. A very important job. From what I've heard, you're the best man in London to do it.
What's the job?
Norsk Hydro. The plant must be put out of commission and its stock of heavy water destroyed.
That's a day's work.
You won't be expected to do it alone, of course. We have models and blueprints of the plant right here in London, and the architect who designed it will do the actual planning. But it's top priority, Nordstrom, and there's very little time. We need a man to start sending us on-the-scene information immediately. Later on, he'll get reinforcements.
He'll need them. Norsk Hydro is like a fortress.
You know the plant?
Oh, very well. My mother's house is only a few miles from there. And my father's grave is even nearer.
Well, I'll be perfectly frank with you, Nordstrom. The man who starts this job has about 1 chance in 10 of being alive when it's finished. But it has to be done, whether you do it or not.
I appreciate that, sir. The only question is, can it be done?
What do you think? As an expert at sabotage, would you say Norsk Hydro can be put out of commission?
I don't know. The plant itself is a massive building, all steel and concrete. And it's right at the edge of a 1,000-foot gorge. Day and night, big German troops guard the entrances. And every road approaching it is guarded, too.
I see.
Well, sabotaging a plant like Norsk would be a very difficult operation, almost impossible. But with your help, I certainly would like to try it.
Better get ready, sir. You'll be jumping in about 30 seconds.
So soon?
Are we over Vermork already?
Coming in over the target right now. Check your static line, sir. Static line check.
All right. Position. Position.
For the first time in my life, I feel a little weak in the stomach.
Don't worry about the jump, sir. There's nothing to it.
Oh, it's not the jump I'm worried about. It's after I land. Have you ever played tag with the Gestapo, Sergeant?
No, sir.
Well, then you can't possibly know what I mean.
Ready, sir. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Sergeant.
All right. Going.
Going?
Gone.
Mama, did you think I'd forgotten where you lived?
Where have you been, Eric? What have you done? Are they after you, son?
Who is home?
Your brother. He's still asleep. I was just going to get up to make breakfast for him.
Nobody else in the house?
No.
Good. I'll come in.
What's wrong, Eric? What happened? Why didn't you let us know where you were?
For heaven's sake, Mama. You act as if you'd seen a ghost. Didn't you get my letters from Tronstedt?
No. Is that where you've been?
Why, of course. I went away on a little skiing trip.
All this time?
Mama, please. You know I wouldn't lie to you. Unless it were absolutely necessary. I've been up in the mountains on a skiing trip, and I just got back today. Has anybody been asking for me?
Just your friends.
Well, it doesn't matter about my friends, but anybody else?
Well, there was a Gestapo man here yesterday.
What did you tell him?
Nothing. I mean, he wasn't looking for you, Eric. He was just asking a few questions about the barn. I said you weren't home.
That's good enough.
Eric?
Yes?
Why did you come back here? What are you up to? What are you going to do?
Mama, I've told you everything there is to say. And the rest of it is locked away in the dark corner of my mind.
I don't want anything to happen to you, son. You and Axel are all I have left.
Well, don't worry about us then. Because I've come home because I want to take things easier for a while. I'll go to work again and be a very good boy. If Axel can get me a job at Norsk Hydro.
Norsk Hydro?
But why not? If he works there, why can't I? He must have some influence at the factory. And the Nazis ought to be very happy to have an able-bodied man working for them again.
You'd work for them?
Why, certainly. I told you I wanted to be a good boy, Mama. No more trouble with the Gestapo ever again.
Oh, Eric, if only you meant that.
I do. I really do. Now stop worrying about it and get me some breakfast, Mama. I was hungry as a bear.
Well, Nordstrom, your papers seem to be in good order. And since you have such a fine recommendation from your brother, I see no reason why you shouldn't be permitted to work for Norsk Hydro.
Thank you, sir.
There's just one question or two I'd like to ask before I accept your application.
Yes, sir.
Why haven't you applied for work before?
Well, I've never had time before. You see, I help take care of my mother's farm. And until the spring, there won't be much for me to do, so I might as well make the extra money.
You need extra money, not so.
Yes, sir.
And yet you could afford an expensive ski trip to Tronstadt for almost a month and a half.
Where did you stay in Tronstadt?
Well, We had a cottage up in the mountains, and there was quite a bit of repair work to be done on our property, and so the trip was really a combination of business and pleasure.
Did you see anybody while you were there on this trip?
Oh, yes, several people.
Their names, please?
Well, Ernst Bjorkman, Ilya Hagner, Christian Lundheim, Leitner.
Well, that's enough, that's enough. Well, reports will work at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Thank you, sir. I'll be here at 8 o'clock sharp.
Not here, Nordstrom. Report to the east gate. You'll be working outside first on the new dam.
Yes, sir.
Alfred?
Yes, sir.
Send a copy of this application to Gestapo headquarters. Ask them to pay particular attention to this ski trip that was taken in the mountains near Kronstadt. I'll check with them later in the week.
Yes, sir. Don't you trust this man, Nordstrom?
I don't trust anybody, Alfred. If he's telling me the truth, he'll make a good worker. If he's not, he won't take any more ski trips to Kronstadt or any place else.
Operation Swallow proceeding well. Have contacted four commandos dropped Friday night and am making necessary preparations for landing of airborne troops needed for raid on North Hydro. Must have 24-hour notice.
Bombers, that's what I said, Higgins. Two Halifax bombers, each towing a glider full of airborne troops for the raid on North Hydro. They'll take off at 14 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, and when they reach the target, Nordstrom and Roland's commandos will guide them to a landing. Now repeat that to me, and send a copy of this communication off to Nordstrom and Roland right away.
What time is it, Roland?
11:30.
Can't understand why Nordstrom isn't here. Those gliders are due in half an hour.
Yeah. All right, take it easy, boys. Take it easy. Nordstrom knows how late it is. He hasn't forgotten about us or the gliders either.
Well, where is he?
I don't know, but he'll be here in time. He always has been before.
This time it may be different. What are we going to do? Sit around this shack and wait until it's too late to wave in those gliders? Suppose he's been caught.
Take it easy, I said. If Nordstrom isn't here in exactly 5 minutes, we'll go without him.
And what about the plant? What happens to our schedule? Who's going to lead us around the plant?
I'll leave, Swenson, if I have to. This job is done tonight or not at all. It's our only chance and we... Yes, who's there?
Nordstrom. Open up.
Wait a second. Cover the door, Mike.
It's all right. I'm alone.
Okay, Mike.
Sorry I'm so late, gentlemen. I have to be very careful. I wasn't being followed here. And it took me a little while.
Let's not talk about it, Eric. We haven't got a moment to lose. If we don't get out on the field before those gliders arrive...
Now, just a second, boys. We don't have to hurry. We are not making the raid tonight.
What?
What do you mean?
I just got a message on the wireless, Roland. The gliders aren't coming. They were shot down just outside of Oslo.
We'll be back in just a moment with the second act of tonight's drama, presented by Hallmark greeting cards from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. Now here's Tom Shirley.
Mr. Bluebird, that lovable little fellow from Walt Disney's movie Song of the South, is now on the new Hallmark Mr. Bluebird card. Folks just naturally think of happiness when they see a bluebird. That's why Hallmark Mr. Bluebird cards will bring an extra bit of happiness to your friends and loved ones. You see, when you take the traditional happiness appeal of bluebirds, add the magic of Walt Disney's artistry, and then top it off with a Hallmark sentiment that says just what you want to say, the way you want to say it, you have the happiest kind of greetings. Is there someone you should remember today? Whoever it is, wherever they are, send Hallmark Mr. Bluebird cards, the happiest kind of greetings for every occasion. You'll find Hallmark Mr. Bluebird cards in America's finest shops and stores. And remember, when you send Hallmark cards, you send the finest, because for more than a third of a century, quality has been a habit with the makers of Hallmark cards. That's why discriminating folks look in the back of the cards they send and receive for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Those three words, a Hallmark card, are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. In a small, snow-covered hut, high up in the mountains overlooking Vermont, Norway, four commandos who had hoped to act as guides for an airborne assault in North Kydro were left without a plan. With supplies running low and sickness threatening because of lack of food, there was nothing to do but wait until combined operations in London issued new orders. And then, one day late in December, a communication arrived from Special Forces.
What's the story, Eric? What's the new plan?
Well, I haven't got all the details yet, but it's going to require a great deal of teamwork and accurate timing. We'll have to get along with a minimum of personnel.
Well, what are they sending over? When is it coming?
Soon, I hope. Special Forces is giving us 6 new men, dropping them by parachute. And with their help, we have to do the job.
Say, is that all they're sending?
That's all the plan calls for. That's all the trained men they have from this area. There isn't time for a large-scale operation.
But 6, Eric. With 4 of us and you, that means there'll be only 11 of us all told.
I know. 11 against North Hydro.
We can't do it, Eric. We might as well try to storm Burpish God. We just can't do it.
Well, I don't think you have much choice, Hunt. You can't stay here much longer without being caught, and neither can I. My alibis for coming up here all the time are wearing very thin. At the dam, they watch me like a hawk.
He's right. If we don't try soon, we may not get a chance to try.
We haven't got a chance anyhow. What good are 11 men against a full company of Nazis?
With the right plan and a little luck, 11 men might do a lot of good. Don't forget, Hunt, we are Norwegians. Nordstrom 658. Nordstrom 658. New men contacted Friday night. Have gone ahead with new plans for assault. Everything now in readiness. We go tomorrow night. Repeat. We go tomorrow night.
Operator, I can tell by the touch.
Confounded nerve. Why can't you people locate the transmitter?
We are trying to, sir. But you see, it is an ultra-short wave set on a directional beam. And it is almost impossible to triangulate.
A beam, wave, triangle. Who is interested in that nonsense, Miller? I want to know who is sending that message and why.
Well, if we had a little time, we might break the code.
We've got to know where the transmitter is located. In Vermont.
I would say it was, sir.
Where?
To the north, up in the mountains. I think they are picking up the ground wave.
Now look at the map, Muller. If you were setting up a transmitter beam toward London, what location would you choose?
I imagine I would stay somewhere over in this area here, sir.
Uh-huh. This area, huh?
Yeah.
Why, that's near the Nordstrom farm. Nordstrom farm. Eric Nordstrom. He lives there, and he works at the dam.
I beg your pardon?
We've had him under suspicion for almost a month. We've never been able to catch him at anything. Alfred, quick, get Gestapo headquarters.
Yes, sir.
Eric Nordstrom must be arrested at once.
What are you doing, Eric?
Oh, just packing up a few little things. I may not have a chance to come back for them.
Where are you going?
Skiing, Mama. I'm taking another trip.
Tonight?
Yes, right now. I have to meet a few friends of mine in the valley and...
Oh, God! Open up!
Eric! The Gestapo!
I can't be taken, Mama. I've got to get out of here. Through the back.
No, no, they'll shoot you. When they knock like that, they're all over.
Open up,
Francis!
They break the door!
Oh, quick, Eric, hide! In the cellar.
No. The fireplace. Go ahead, open the door.
Oh, just a minute, please. I'm coming.
Mrs. Nordstrom?
Yes.
We are looking for your son, Eric. Get out of the way.
But my son isn't here.
No. Paul, search the upstairs and the back. Alfred, take 2 men down in the cellar.
Yes.
Where is your son, Mrs. Nordstrom?
Well, I don't know where he went, but he left just a few minutes before you came.
Indeed. Did he take his radio with him?
Radio?
Now, come, Mrs. Nordstrom. Surely you must know he's been sending messages to London.
Why, I had no idea.
Don't lie to me. Your son is a member of the underground. He might even be an agent for the Allies.
Oh, but he's gone. He's not coming back.
How do you know?
He told me when he went.
Why are you looking at me like that? What have you got behind your back?
Nothing.
Then stand aside. I'm going to search this room, too.
Yes, sir.
Huh. Place is as cold as a barn. What's the matter, Mrs. Nordstrom? No fire tonight?
No, sir. Not enough wood.
Seems like there's enough in the fireplace. Why don't you clean out?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
He's not in the cellar, sir. There doesn't seem to be sign of him anywhere.
You think he might have packed up and left?
It looks that way. We can't find any of his personal belongings.
Well, and perhaps Mrs. Nordstrom was telling me the truth.
I was, Herr Colonel. He didn't tell me where he was going, but he left in a hurry.
Well, we'll catch up with him sooner or later. Every road is being watched, every bridge, every depot. And if he's made any plans for North Kaido tonight, he's in for a surprise. I've doubled the darts.
It's the only possible approach. Down through the gorge, across the fjord, and up the face of a 1,000-foot cliff. They won't be expecting us to come that way. And if we make it, we'll have an even chance. If we make it. Well, so far, so good. Keep climbing, men. All that remains between us and the south gate is 1,000 feet, straight up. Rest. Rest here until the guard is changed. For 3 months we have been waiting for this opportunity. Now let's make the most of it. It's so quiet, Eric.
Don't worry, Roland. The noise will come later.
Down quick. Sentry at the gate.
He must be taken care of, Svensson.
Without a sign, ready.
As soon as he passes by, I'll strike him from behind. Ready for the gate. Don't bother with the padlock, Roland. Just tap the chain.
Right. Hold your breath, Eric. Here it comes.
My friends in the factory did a good job on the alarm. There's no sound from within.
Come on, Roland. Open up.
Easy now. Easy. Don't press our luck.
I can't understand why there's nobody around. You said they were doubling the guard.
They must have expected us at the dam, because I used to work there. They probably took men away from here to reinforce the whole north side.
There's still plenty of men in those barracks over there. Those guys don't leave this post for anything.
Roland, take 4 men and cover the barracks, the way we planned. If the alarm sounds, shoot the guards as they come streaming out.
Right.
Come on, Svensson. We are going in.
Remember, we've got 30 seconds before they blow.
Ready with one?
And here's the other. Come on, let's go. Run, run, Eric, for your life.
I'm coming.
Quick, throw the door. Quick, all of you, the south gate, hurry.
Can you make it, Eric?
Don't be a fool, I'm way ahead of you. Roland, get your men and go, quick.
Is it all set, Eric?
All set?
That explosion is the most glorious sound in all the world.
all safe, Mama. Most of the men are already skiing towards the Swedish border, and the others will be with me in the mountains until we are needed again.
What have you done, Eric? What was the explosion I heard?
Norx Hydro. 11 of us have blown up the plant, and with it, a priceless supply of heavy water.
Water?
Heavy water, Mama. It will take them years to manufacture enough of it again, and years will be too late. 11 of us have stopped them from making an atomic bomb.
Oh, but Eric, they have so much, so many secrets.
No, Mama. The other weapons are like child's play to compare to this. Without the bomb, they never win the war. Paul Lucas, thank you. It was a pleasure to play the role of Eric Nordstrom. I know Norway well. There were many Eric Nordstroms there, all over in Europe, in fact.
Would you like to go back to Europe, Paul?
Well, I have many friends there. I send them your Hallmark greetings card.
Thank you.
And someday I'll see them again.
Would you like to play in Europe again?
Yes, but not live there. I'm an American now. It's very funny. I came across something the other day in a Reader's Digest that says it better than I can.
What was that?
It was called Why I Came to America. And it was written by a German, Benjamin Stolberg.
Would you please read it for us, Paul?
Yes. He wrote, I came to this country in 1908, and I have no feeling of ever having been an alien here. I feel about America as I feel about my son. It's mine, and that's all there is to it. Since the rise of fascism, I feel that our democracy, with all its faults, is the hope of civilization. We must preserve it, not merely as Americans, but as human beings.
Thank you again, Paul Luther. Mr. Bluebird, that lovable little fellow from the latest Walt Disney movie, Song of the South, is now on the new Hallmark Mr. Bluebird card. Yes, Mr. Bluebird is the talk of the town, and he's flying into the hearts of everyone on the wings of that gay new hit tune, Zippity-Doo-Dah. So if you want to send an extra bit of happiness, send the new Hallmark Mr. Bluebird card. Send them for birthdays, anniversaries, to cheer a sick friend, or just to say hello. Be sure to ask your Hallmark dealer for Mr. Bluebird cards, and you can be doubly sure of sending the happiest kind of greeting. You are cordially invited to be with us again next week at this time for another fine dramatic program brought to you by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. If you enjoyed tonight's show, won't you please tell your friends about it and ask them also to tune in for next week's program sponsored by Hallmark greeting cards? It's a program you won't want to miss, for you'll hear the life story of one of America's greatest and best-loved idols, the incomparable Babe Ruth. And as our special guest of the evening, the makers of Hallmark cards take great pride in presenting the colorful, great-hearted Sultan of Swat, the lovable Bambino, the Babe himself.
Paul Ruth has appeared by arrangement with RKO and will next be seen in the White Tower, which will be filmed in Switzerland. Mr. Lucas was supported by Kay Miller in the role of the mother and Stefan Schnabel as the Nazi colonel. 11 Against the Nazi A-Bomb was dramatized by Robert Sloan from the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Sloan, with music especially composed by Jack Miller. To be doubly sure of the finest quality, always look in the back of your cards for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. This is Harry Marvel speaking for the makers of Hallmark greeting cards and for your friendly Hallmark dealer. You'll find a wide selection of Hallmark cards at America's finest shops and stores. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.